Democrats in the General Assembly announced today a package of bills aimed at curbing Maryland's opioid addiction crisis. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that the legislation focuses on expanding access to treatment and educating students about the hazards of the drugs beginning in third grade.
The bills increase funding for health providers, expand substance abuse treatment programs in prisons, and establish crisis treatment centers across the state. House Speaker Michael Bush said skyrocketing deaths from heroin laced with fentanyl highlight why the legislation is necessary.
This is something that has to be attacked at all levels. It's one of the great crises in our state and in the United States of America, quite candidly.
The state estimates there were roughly 1,800 opioid-related deaths in Maryland in the first 9 months of 2016, roughly twice as many as there were during the same period in 2015. Governor Larry Hogan's administration also introduced bills that limit the amount of opioids doctors can prescribe and increase criminal penalties for distributing the drugs. Hogan included $10 million to target the epidemic in a supplemental budget released today. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WIPR.